How to add a custom component to an ESP IDF project. Would you like to create your own custom ESP IDF component in your VS Code project? Find the process here. Search for Create New ESP IDF Component in the command palette. You can create components for your devices or custom functions in ESP IDF. After creating, or if you're working on your ESP IDF project, see the example below on the process to do it. From View, Command Palette, search for ESP IDF Create New Component. Name your component. Then name your component appropriately. Here, Display will be the name of this component. After this, you'll immediately see DisplayIH and DisplayC files generated with a minimal function set. Edit or create your custom functions. You can now edit or create your custom functions. Here, two functions func1, void, and func2, NTI, are made just to display text on your screen. Here is display C. While this is for display, edit your main C file. Next, you can continue to edit your main to access your component functions. Simply add the component header file display H in your include list. Next, call or access your previously created functions in main. This is main C should look like build and run your code. After building and running your code, the output of the monitor should look like. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled How to Add a Custom Component to an ESP IDF Project. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.